Welcome to the Happy Psychic Podcast with me, your guiding light, Gemma Lonsdale. I'm a clairvoyant life coach and two-time breast cancer survivor. And with this podcast, I'm going to take you on a journey of healing and personal growth. We're also going to explore the spirit realm together and what it's like to be a clairvoyant medium. Welcome to this episode of the Happy Psychic. I am your host and your guiding light, Gemma Lonsdale. And in this episode, I was really keen to talk to you about energy and specifically how you can protect your energy and the benefits of doing so. The reason for this is I have recently realized that there are so many people that I do readings for that are empathic. Now, when I use the term empath, I don't mean just that you can sense what other people are feeling or that you walk into a room and you can recognize that, oh, you can cut the tension in here with a knife. Those are all great qualities, but an empath actually holds on to that energy and actually absorbs that energy. So if you think you have your own energetic field surrounding your body, if you just imagine there's a little bubble surrounding your body a couple of inches out, and that is your auric field. Now, whenever you're coming into contact with energy, and I wanted to reiterate, really, everything is energy. Even a solid object is energy. A carpet, you know, if you put a carpet under the microscope, there are microorganisms in there that are vibrating, you know, super fast together. So everything is made up of energy, even those solid items in our life. So we're constantly coming into contact with different energies. And one of the things is that we absorb those energies within our aura. So that auric field that surrounds our body, that energy field, it picks up on different people's energies. And if you think, if you're coming into contact with different people, like if you were having sexual contact with different people, you know, what are you going to do? You're going to have a shower, you know, because you want to rinse that off. You want to be fresh and clean for the next one, if you're that way inclined. But do you know what I mean? It's the same thing. You know, we treat our physical bodies in a way that we recognize that cleansing them and protecting ourselves and things like that are important. But when it comes to our auric field and our personal auras and our energetic field, we often don't take as much care. And what we find is that our aura can be damaged, it can be full of other people's energy, it can be full of bad energy. Our aura can tell a lot about us as a person, who we're coming into contact with, other energies that we've picked up. But it can also tell us a lot about how we're feeling and the emotions. Maybe if we are needing to eat more oranges, there's an awful lot of information that actually is picked up in somebody's aura. But if you're coming into contact with different people in different situations, especially if you're working in an office that has a negative atmosphere, or you're maybe traveling and going through a busy train station, you're picking up all of those people's energies. When you're an empath, it means that you're absorbing them and holding them within your own aura. And what is that going to have an impact on? Your own energy, your own mood. So if you're coming into contact with somebody that is more negative, then chances are you will notice, if you're an empath, that your mood lowers a little bit, that, you know, you become a little bit low vibrational whenever you're around that person, or you suddenly get sucked in and you feel like, oh my goodness, this is just the end of the world. But whenever you then come into contact with somebody that is high vibrational, high energy, positive, that also has an impact on you, and it pushes you up as well, and you suddenly become very energetic. You know, it's like charging your batteries, really. And that is a true sign of an empath. Whenever you start to really feel the impact on that and recognize the impact of other people on your own energy. As I said, however, when you're an empath, you actually absorb that energy and keep it in yourself. And whenever we have mood cycles that are sort of, I describe it as bipolar, but you know, when you're going very up and down and up and down, that is typical of an empath who is not protecting themselves. So one of the first things that I would suggest to you is that it's really important to cleanse your aura. And there's a couple of different ways that you can do that. One of them is by using a crystal around your aura to sort of cleanse it, different herbs and things like that, essential oils. I'm going to tell you how I do it. Now, what I do might not be universally right for everybody, but at least you know that there are different options, and you can even look on Google and see what else is out there and find something that works for you. I think that's the important thing. It's finding something that is right for you, because it's not a one size fits all. So what I do, and I must stress, it is very, very important that you start to build this into a routine so it becomes a part of a regular practice. So the same as you would brush your teeth, in the morning and in the evening, it's very, very important that you then do this with your aura to do your cleanse. So what I do whenever I'm cleansing my aura is I call my energy back to me, first of all. So I ask the universe to return my energy back to me. So any bits of energy that I have left scattered all over, I want that all back to me, because I want my power to be with me. I don't want my energy to be scattered all over. I want me to have my power. So I call my energy back to me. And then I also ask the universe to remove anybody else's energy that might be stuck on my aura, and remove any negative energies as well, and send them into Mother Earth, and let Mother Earth transform them into energies of the positive light and send them back out into the universe. And then what I do is I cleanse my aura with a visualization. And what I do is I simply imagine, I have two ones that I alternate between, and I have two ones that I alternate between, but currently, the one that I'm doing is I'm visualizing myself stood under a shower, and I'm visualizing that water cleansing my aura, and it's all running into, all of those impurities are running into a plug hole that is draining into Mother Earth, and then Mother Earth is taking care of any of those negative energies and transforming them and sending them back out into the atmosphere as energies of the highest light. So that's what I do. And once I visualize that it's run clear, I know that my aura is clean. It's back to normal. I'm protected from anybody's energy. Well, I should say I'm cleansed from anybody else's energy. The protection is the next step. So the other one that I would use is imagining my spirit guide or somebody else going around me with some sage, and actually cleansing my aura with smoke, because that is another way that you can do it. You can do a visualization, or if you have some sage in the house, you could actually use the sage physically on your body, or the smoke from an incense stick, for example. So those are other combinations. It doesn't have to be a visualization. When it comes to protection, what I do is I pull a cloak across me, and it is a cloak of bright white light, a bright white light of protection. And I pull this cloak over my body, and then I just visualize this bright white light just emanating from me, from my hands, from my feet, from all over. And I step into a bubble of protection, and you can visualize whatever color you want here, but I visualize a color of purple and gold. It's a bubble of purple and gold, and I step into this bubble. I seal it up behind me, and I visualize my light, my bright white light of protection, filling the whole of the bubble. And I just say to myself, whilst I'm in this bubble of protection, I have an exceptional connection with spirit, because I want to maintain that connection. That is one of the most important things to me, because without that, I can't do the work that I do. So I stipulate that I have an exceptional connection with spirit, and I also say that any energies that are equal to or greater than mine can come in through this bubble, and I visualize them coming in through the top. And any other energies that are more negative than mine will bounce off and go into the ground. And I visualize this 6 foot deep concrete metal barrier, and the energies are just bouncing off and going into Mother Earth. And the same again, that Mother Earth can transform them and send them out as energies of the highest light. Now, whenever I had started doing this, it has adapted a little bit, and I've changed things up as I've become more comfortable with them or bored with them. And that's absolutely fine to do. We are creatures of habit, but sometimes we like to shake it up a little bit. But I do that every morning, and I do it every night. And that is my routine. And without fail, I will do that. Sometimes I have found myself maybe forgetting to do it on the night, so I'll do it on the morning still, but it gets done at least once a day. but on most days it'll get done twice because I've built it in as a habitual thing in my life now. What I used to find, and this is what a lot of empaths will find, is that they have very poor control and regulation over their emotions, and they're really struggling to manage their moods because their moods are so up and down. And it's often not because of themselves. It's in a lot of cases, it's because of those around them and because they have no way of protecting themselves from people that are around them either. And boundaries is obviously something that is very, very important, but boundaries are still no good if you don't have the right protection up, because as soon as you come into contact with that person, even if it's only for a short time, you're going to be impacted by their energies and you're likely going to carry that energy home with you. So the protection and the cleansing of your energy is a really important thing to do. And what you will find, and it's not going to be an overnight process, it will take time. What you will find is that eventually those mood swings that you have, or those ups and downs that you experience, will really start to even out and they'll start to balance out. And if you can imagine a radio wave, it'll go from being really, really high highs and low lows, and then gradually it'll just start to taper out to more of like a static line. And that's really what you're looking for. You're looking for that static line. We don't want the extremes of the really high highs and the really low lows. We want to have that constant, really, within our emotions and within our aura and our energy that, maybe occasionally has like a high dip or a low dip, because, we have to recognize as well that we are not superhuman. We are living a human life and we are not firing on all cylinders 100% of the time. We are still going to have bad days and low moments and high moments as well. But what we want to do is eliminate those that we're experiencing on behalf of other people. Another thing as well with being an empath is you really start to carry the burden of others that you don't need to carry. And that is only going to weigh you down and hold you back in life. So it's important to be able to rid yourself of those other energies and things that, might be coming up within your day-to-day practice and the interactions that you're having with people, so you can really disconnect and block those off. Another thing that is really good if you're an empath, in any situation, to be honest, and I always recommend this in romantic situations where you're trying to disconnect from somebody, but it is using a cord cutting exercise. Now, it is my intention to actually put one on the website as well that you'll be able to access, but there are loads on YouTube. So if you Google, or if you look on YouTube for cord cutting visualizations, it will help you visualize people that you have a connection to, that you want to disconnect from. And that is a great way to really start to manage your energy as well. Now, with the cord cutting, it can be a little bit more rigid. In terms of that cord likes to keep coming back. It's a bit of a magician's show. you can cut the cord, but it'll still be there, but it might be a little bit weaker. So it is recommended that you continue to cut the cord on a regular basis, and then it'll just really weaken that connection over time. So that's a really important thing. If you're able to take into consideration what I've discussed today and start applying your own solution, I can guarantee you that you will see the difference and you will feel better. Your moods and everything will be so much more even, and you won't be affected as much by those super negative people or low vibrational people that you might come into contact with. But I would love to hear how things go for you. So probably the best way to get in touch with me is by email, or if you head over to my Instagram, which is Gemma Lonsdale Guru, you can drop me a DM. I hope you've enjoyed the show. If you could leave some feedback or rate the show, it would be a big help for other potential listeners. And don't forget to follow or subscribe so you receive a notification when I've added a new episode. You can also follow me on both Facebook and Instagram at Gemma Lonsdale Guru, and the website is guidinglight.guru.